This call is now being recorded.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning, good evening, everyone. Julie, could you be so kind to help me make a roll call, please?
Absolutely. Thank you, everyone. This is the meeting of the Constituency and Stakeholder Group Operations Work Team. We have Olga Cavalli, the chair. We have Michael Young, the vice chair, Deborah Hughes, Rafik Domic, and from staff, we have Glenda Saint-Jury and Julie Hedlund. Thank you.
And Rafik, right?
Yes.
Didn't I say Rafik? Rafik Domic? Sorry.
Oh, yes. No, don't. We don't have Chuck in the call, right?
No.
No, we don't, and I don't think he was planning on joining these calls since this is around the outreach effort. So,
you're right. I just wanted him to his ideas about the motion could be good. Debbie, if I may take some minutes from the call to discuss a little bit the language of the motion in between us, I would like to get some sense from you if you're okay with which text and then establish some time in the email list, perhaps 24 hours or 48 hours for others to send their comments and submit it to the GNSO. I would very much like to do that this week, starting maybe Monday, Tuesday, so the council has time to review, all the constituencies and stakeholder groups have time to review the motion and the text. Julie sent, do you think that's a good idea, Debbie, that we take some time for that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Julie actually needs a little time to kind of put together the stuff for task too, so I'm completely fine with that, Olga.
Okay, thank you very much. And I have a text that Julie sent like 2 days ago with a revised motion with the wording that Chuck suggested and also Victoria suggested some other language. I must confess that I don't see that we are so able to enforce a stakeholder group or a constituency to do anything. We just propose some ideas and some text. So this is why I would like perhaps Chuck to give his comments about his text, or maybe some of us could enlighten me with some of you could enlighten me with more ideas, because I think that the motion as it was written at the first time or with Chuck's edits, it's okay. I don't know what you think, or we should read it, or if you agree with the text that Chuck said, perhaps we can exchange some ideas about this. Are we okay with the text that Chuck said, sent? He made some edits to the original edit, the original text that Julie sent. I'm trying to find it.
Olga, this is Julie. I can explain what the changes are.
Please.
Minor. He essentially just made a change in the last clause, the resolve further clause, so that it states at the end, direct staff to provide these recommendations to GNSL stakeholder groups and constituencies for use. This is his change in amending their charters as appropriate. And then he also deleted the last resolved further clause, which disbanded the GNSL Council Operations Work Team, since they may have a little bit more work to do, so it might be premature to disband them. And then Victoria sent in a revised text for the resolved further clause that says that the she, instead of saying the GNSO Council approves the following CSGWT deliverable, she says approves the CSGWT majority recommendations and or the minority recommendations. And then she goes on to add a statement, GNSO stakeholder groups and constituencies are to implement the mandatory recommendations as described therein and any non-mandatory recommendations adopted by their general body on a vote by the full membership and shall incorporate the said changes in their charters and any other relevant documents, if any, and submit the same to the ICANN board for its determination as to compliance with said recommendations.
Thank you, Julie. So that's my question. Do China still have this mandate? I mean, do we have this mandate to tell the constituencies and stakeholder groups as a mandatory something that they have to do that? That's my doubt, and maybe I'm wrong. I'm more comfortable with the text that sent Chuck, because I'm not sure which is, if it's the among our mandate and our mission. Could someone bring me some ideas about that?
Olga, this is Julie. I do think that Chuck spoke to that question on the list, because that was a question that Victoria raised, and Chuck said specifically that the GNSO Council does not have the authority to dictate to the stakeholder groups and constituencies as to how they should, what they should do or not do.
Yeah, that's exactly my recognition of the situation. But maybe I thought I was missing something.
Olga?
Yes, who's there?
It's Rafik. Anyway, I don't think that the GNSO Council has any power in this or a mandate in this topic, because it's at the end of the day it's the board and before the SIC who decide about the charter for each constituency and stakeholder group. So I don't think that the GNSO Council will compete with board tasks. So, and anyway, the kind of language that proposes will surely raise opposition from many councillors.
I agree with you, Rafik. So thank you for bringing this to us. Any other comments? Are we in the call okay with the text that Chuck suggested in order to send it as a proposed motion to the GNSO? I take silence as a yes? Okay. Great. Thank you. Julie, help me please in sending to the list after the call, once you have the time, that text and as we agreed in the text in the call, and let's say that by Sunday, if we didn't hear anything against it, we send it to the GNSO as a proposed motion, and then maybe I can send it to the GNSO, and some of maybe Rafik could second it, or who else? Or Debbie could second it, whatever you want. It could be good if someone in the working team, once I send it to the GNSO, seconds the motion so we can review it in our next conference call in August the 5th. Is that okay?
Okay, well, I can volunteer for 2 seconds.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Rafik. I count on that. So, okay, motion passed.
Okay, and Olga, I will go ahead after this call and send the final text of the motion.
Great,
to you.
Great. And I think we've got enough support in the list also from many working team members, so it's clear that we agree in the text. But just wanted to clarify which, if I was wrong about the GNSO mission or I was missing something, but I think I'm not. Great. Now we move to our outreach document. I want to apologize. I had time yesterday afternoon to review the document. I read it all. I got some new text included in it. It's about some ideas for an outreach committee. What I did is I've been reviewing some other outreach committees. I must confess I didn't invent anything. I just took ideas from other places. And I wrote something that could maybe fit the GNSO and what we have been talking about. And then I added some other text about some actions that we have been doing in Latin America. That is my input to the document. So the floor is yours, Debbie.
Thank you so much.
And Debbie, I'm sorry, this
yes.
is Julie. I'm still working on merging documents. It took a little bit for the document to actually get to my email. So I'm just trying to finish that up here quickly.
No problem at all.
Debbie, if I may
yes, ma'am.
Something.
Sure.
I went through all the documents yesterday. I think it's becoming a very interesting document. I think it needs some polishing for the reduction and maybe ordering it a little bit, but I think it's becoming a quite complete document. So perhaps we could divide among us parts of it to review it so all the charts doesn't go to you alone and to Julie. That's what I thought yesterday.
Sounds like a good idea. So what I was hoping to be able to do today, and it's our hope that we can start, you know, like Olga suggested, excuse me, start cleaning up some of the sections. So do you think it makes sense, group, to talk a little bit about what we did in the last week? So, for example, I'll put me and Michael on the spot since I can do that. And Michael, why don't we talk a little bit about the conversation we had yesterday? And I know the document's not ready, but I just wanted to share with the group some of the things that we brought and we're thinking about and where we're taking that. And then, Olga, if I don't mind, at that point, then asking you to talk about some of the comments that you made, because I think it might be helpful for the group to hear where we're going with some of these comments. Does that make
okay.
sense?
Yep.
So I'll tee it up, Michael, and then I'll pass the mic to you. So what Michael and I were thinking about yesterday is, you know, as we've discussed this idea of a committee, we thought that it would be very helpful for us to have some clarity around the purpose of the committee, how the committee should be structured, how the committee, who should be represented on the committee, and then, of course, what are some of the initial goals and initial things that we want the committee to achieve in the first year. And, of course, important to that are, you know, programs and workshops and kind of setting some deadlines so that, you know, the committee, we don't, you know, give the suggestion to the ICANN community, create this committee, but we also haven't given them any suggestions on a path forward. So what Michael and I have been working on are some of those details so that should ICANN decide to create this committee, they have a little bit of structure and some suggestions on how to move forward. So with that little intro, Mike, do you want to kind of step them through a little bit some of the things we discussed yesterday?
Right. So when we're going through this, you know, the first thing, we talked about on the call a little bit before, in the meetings before, was if we're going to suggest an outreach committee, you know, there's two things that come up for anybody that hears the word committee. One is who's going to pay for it, and two, are we just creating another level of bureaucracy or work group that's going to overlap with others? And so when Debbie and I talked about this yesterday, a big focus was on how do we define that committee to address those two issues, because they are important and valid issues. And even in talking over the idea with some other people outside our group, that, you know, it's the first kind of thing that people tend to raise. And so kind of two things play into that. Defining a purpose and defining some things about the committee helps answer those questions. So some basic things to answer about the committee was the structure, representation, clear purpose. And so Debbie and I framed those three areas and then filled in a bit of meat around those. So as far as Debbie, actually, I'll do the purpose, and Debbie, why don't you talk a little bit about the structure? You have some really good ideas around that.
Sure. So what we were talking about – oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll do the purpose real quickly.
You'll do purpose and then I'll do structure? Okay, great.
And so we came up with ideas around purpose was, you know, to really hit that issue of, you know, what the naysayers to something like this, this is just going to be another overhead and cost and produce value. we thought about giving some very specific, clear purpose to the committee, and that is one of the founding purposes or activities of such a committee would be to specifically go out and regularly audit and examine outreach activities that are done by all stakeholder groups, all constituencies, all working groups throughout the ICANN organizational structure, with the purpose and the mission to look for overlapping efforts or you know, complementary efforts, and have the responsibility of informing parties working to consolidate those efforts with them and to achieve better results with cost efficiencies. Because I'm sure, you know, I alone have seen a few examples of overlap. I think we've all seen a few examples of overlap in terms of outreach where, you know, various stakeholder groups or working groups want to talk to various members of the community, or ICANN staff has a mandate to communicate something new. And as long as we're setting up a communication forum, and we have a centralized body like this committee, there's the opportunity to feather in complementary information, complementary items, that instead of having, you know, four outreach activities, maybe we narrow it down to two that are richer and have, you know, a bigger set of interesting resourced information to present to people. So the committee would actually have a goal of attempting to keep outreach efforts across the ICANN space cost efficient and effective. And I think that would be a very strong, valid purpose for them. Along with that, we would give them a couple of specific items that they would own. So, for example, doing an annual workshop would be a suggestion. We talked about that idea. And that's a great forum also to bring the different constituencies and working groups and so forth together, because the idea of such a workshop would be getting different members and different groups to participate in that and present the information that they want to. Now, that actually ends up tying a bit into structure, because in order to get good representation and participation at those workshops, we had to think about how we structured the committee to encourage that. So in a second here, I'll pass it on to Debbie, because she's got some answers around that problem. Lastly, the committee needs to work on a funding model with ICANN staff that that is true to their primary mission, which is to consolidate outreach efforts and seek general efficiencies and effectiveness in those outreach efforts. So they would obviously have a budget around something like a workshop, but the idea with the workshop would be to collapse other things that have been less effective into it, so that we're not necessarily raising the overall budget of ICANN long-term, but what we're doing is keeping a long-term cost efficiency to this effort. Any questions before I pass on to Debbie?
Michael, if I may have a question?
Sure.
Thank you very much. I think it's very interesting what you're saying, and while I was preparing the text that I included, I had this slight confusion. We are talking about outreach committee for the GNSO, right? We're talking about GNSO, not ICANN. Or we are talking about ICANN.
The way we visualized is the committee would be something that goes beyond just the GNSO.
Okay.
It would be across the board.
Okay. Just I didn't know, because it's a broader focus if we go to the ICANN main community, or if we want to enhance the GNSO as itself as more visible to the community. It's a different focus. Just wanted to point that, because I had this up when I was just looking for some information and writing something in the document, and I had this confusion. Just wanted to write that.
Well, you know, and you should, because I think we did start out talking that way, in all fairness, Olga. I somehow at some point we started to evolve into a bigger discussion, at least Debbie and I, and I should have actively noted that. That's my fault. I apologize. The reason we slid into that was because we realized that to achieve kind of the real goal that we're talking about here is with outreach is making people understand the structure of ICANN, how it works, what the groups are doing, and the messaging that they want to pass on. And certainly the GNSO is a huge portion of that, one of the big chunks of complexity. But it's almost impossible really to understand the GNSO fully without understanding it in context to the other SOs and the rest of the structure. So it kind of led us naturally down this path. Now, if people think we're reaching too far, we can pull back to just the GNSO. But I think it becomes a harder argument for a committee then because kind of reaching that overall cost efficiency and effectiveness becomes more challenging if it's smaller, basically, if the scope is smaller.
Michael, this is Julie. May I make a comment?
Absolutely.
Just a comment, but just to keep in mind that I'm not disagreeing with the scope as you described it, but the original mandate, the recommendation from the BGC report was specific to the GNSO and outreach for the constituencies and stakeholder groups. I don't know what that means, as far as if we expand this recommendation beyond the GNSO, there might be some questions, arising from the fact that we're extending the recommendation beyond what it was originally in the BGC report.
So, Julie, maybe to that point, what we should do is just claw it back to directly the GNSO, but it wouldn't hurt to add less a recommendation, formal recommendation, and more a thought that this type of structure could extend further than the GNSO if people found value in it.
The topic can... I can understand that the discussion is we need to focus for GNSO to extend our recommendation to the whole ICANN. But anyway, what we are going to propose is something that can work for the whole ICANN. And then we can mention that this outreach committee will work for outreach effort for GNSO, but we will advise and recommend that there will be a cross-community outreach committee, and it should be the space for defining a strategy for outreach initiative to coordinate outreach activities and to help for the implementation with the support of staff for outreach. So it doesn't hurt that if we can suggest this outreach committee for the whole ICANN. I think that's one of the problems in ICANN. I think that there are some initiatives we are not aware about all of them, and sometimes they are overlapping. So if we can propose something that to prevent the overlapping and to make to propose a more efficient model that can help for the outreach. That at the end of the day, it corresponds to somehow to the mandate that we have.
This is Olga. Can I make a comment? Hello?
Oh, yes, yeah, sure. I'm sorry, I'm on mute.
No. I was
sorry,
so
Olga.
Silent that I thought I lost the line.
I'm so sorry.
My fear is that I'm not saying that Global ICANN Outreach Committee is not a good idea. I really like it, and I think it's needed. But my fear is that as it's a little bit beyond our mandate, we may have some comments from the OSC or from the GNSO itself, or I don't know. But I think we should state it in the document. Maybe we can talk about GNSO and propose something wider for ICANN. If we have some good ideas, we should say them somehow in the document that fits our mandate and perhaps propose some other way forward beyond our mandate.
Olga?
Yes.
topic. I think that it's, we share the same idea. It's that we, even we, if we say that it's for genocide, but that we can say in the document that we think that it should be implemented or applied for ICAN. So we just need to find, to tweak that language that to notarize opposition or something like that, but that we can recommend that this this idea can be implemented for the whole ICAN, but it's first it should be for the GNSO. I think that we agree.
Yeah, I think we should do that. Sorry, I interrupted someone. I think I interrupted Michael.
No, I was actually pretty much done. So what I'm hearing from Rafiq is, let me just recap what I'm hearing from the comments that were being made. One, we do want to be sensitive that we don't overreach our mission, if you will, or
yes,
our stated purpose, because we don't want people, I mean, I guess what can happen with that is people feel that we're extending and pushing this idea on other SOs, and that could actually get people's backs up if we don't handle it correctly. But in general, I'm also hearing that there's some agreement that it's a sensible idea on its own, and there's some value to it.
Yes.
So maybe what we can do is just approach this by, if we carve this mission statement, this stub, I'm going to call it a stub of a mission statement, because the committee has to create their own mission statement. But if we create a few stubs for the mission of a committee like this, even if it's coming from the GNSO, we can basically state that, on representing the GNSO, they have the responsibility for coordinating outreach activities throughout the GNSO and making sure there's no overlap, and exactly the mission I described, and to make all efforts to reach out to any other SOs or arms of ICAN to coordinate, and we use the word coordinate, their activities with them and see if they can also accomplish on a voluntary basis the same efficiencies and same cooperation. That way, we're not saying we're imposing that on other parts of ICAN, but we're certainly going to, engage in anyone else's activity, look for it, understand it, engage in it, the committee, and try to see if they can, get that SO or that working group outside of the GNSO to coordinate with them if it makes sense to. Does that kind of, Julie, what do you think in terms of kind of massaging that in a way that's appropriate?
Yeah, Michael, this is Julie. I think that sounds like a very good approach. And I think that to a certain extent, because the mission of the committee would be to coordinate outreach efforts, and try to find efficiency among various outreach efforts, I think it makes sense for the committee to look beyond the GNSO outreach efforts to other organizations and ICAN are doing. And I don't necessarily think that that aspect of the mission would be problematic in that the purpose of it is to ensure that there is not duplication of effort, or to ensure that efforts outside the GNSO are complementary with what is, happening within the GNSO community with respect to outreach. So I think I agree with you and Rafiq and Olga that if we're careful with the language, we can phrase this in a way that it could be a model beyond ICAN, but keeping it also within the mandate of the BGC to extend it at least initially to the GNSO. GNSO.
Okay, I think that we have to move forward and prepare the document, and then perhaps we can revise it, the language, so we don't beyond our mandate, but we don't miss the chance to say what we think it's important for ICANN. Hello?
Hello? I keep doing it again. I'm sorry, Olga. I'm speaking and I had it on mute. I think that's a good idea, is what I was trying to say. And Julie, thank you for your perspective. That's been really helpful. Can I talk real quick about what we were thinking as far as representation and structure? Is that still appropriate to talk about real quick?
Yep.
So when we were talking about representation on the committee and who, you know, how do you reach out? Of course, we want to make sure that the committee, whether, I guess let me take a half a step back. Originally, when Michael and I were speaking, before we had this conversation, we were thinking that, in all fairness, it might make sense for the public participation committee of the board to perhaps help with the selection and nomination process for folks who would join the committee, and that was one of the recommendations that Michael and I thought might make sense, given the goals of that board committee. And with that idea in mind, we were thinking, well, who were some of the individuals who should be represented on the committee from that we thought were important? And of course, we listed individuals, folks from academia. So individuals, like individual users, academia, corporations, NGOs. But the most important thing is that these be volunteers who are going to be willing to act as ambassadors for ICANN, and that they would be willing to be able to demonstrate that they have a knowledge of ICANN's processes and that they have a knowledge of the environment, and that there would be no requirement that they're already involved in a constituency or stakeholder group. They could be new to ICANN, but new to being actively involved in a constituency or stakeholder group, but know about ICANN, because we were thinking it was important to maybe also include newer voices. But the overriding goal being that whoever the volunteers are who would be members of this committee, that they would be the types of people who had knowledge of the process and would be willing to support the process and be excited about outreach and being an ambassador for ICANN, and that they wouldn't kind of use, I mean, what we're not saying here is they wouldn't use this opportunity to the detriment of ICANN. I mean, the idea here is reaching out and providing information, so you want members, hopefully, who think that participation in ICANN is a good thing. And when we talked about specifically about some of the structure of the committee, I'm looking at the new document, Julie, and now when we're thinking about the structure of the committee and how do you talk about voting and all those things, we said that our group really needs to think about, you know, who should be voting members, who shouldn't be voting members, and making those types of recommendations. We really thought it was important to have an ICANN staff liaison to be a non-voting member, and that, of course, that there would be membership from the Public Participation Committee, that they should have membership, and, you know, we were up in the air as to how many of those board members should be on. But thinking, again, as we were yesterday, that this was a broader committee, we wanted to make sure that they were participating as well. I still think even if it's a GNSO-focused recommendation, that certainly it might be helpful to have board participation. And then for the ICANN staff liaison, we were thinking in order to really create efficiencies within all the different activities that are occurring throughout the GNSO, that it would make sense for that that ICANN staff liaison to be somebody that perhaps Barbara Clay, who's the Vice President for Communications, designates, so that hopefully that person would have some insight into the different communications and marketing activities that are going on and could provide some really good advice and information to the committee. When we talk about voting thresholds and those sorts of things and terms, we were thinking, hey, we did a lot of really good work in task one, is there a way for us to take any of that work or those recommendations and incorporate those here when talking about the structure of the committee and rights and responsibilities of members? Did I hit everything there, Mike?
Yeah, that was great. We covered everything.
Okay. Any questions on that piece?
Oh, that's very good.
Okay. So, Olga, did you want to step us through some of the thoughts that you had during the last
week? Yeah, what we did is Tony sent us some ideas about how the membership of the committee could be structured, but the view is from a GNSO perspective.
Uh-huh.
So it has, it's in the document, I'm trying to find it, because it's a new document, it has more text now. Well, I ain't here. Two members of, it has changed. Well, two members of different stakeholder groups and constituencies, two members, no, it has changed completely. I cannot tell what was said before. But anyway, he proposed two persons or two representatives from each house, a non-contracted party's house and contracted, and then one other additional representative from registries and from registrars as a separate one. Then he proposed that the liaisons, ICANN liaisons for the regional areas could be included in the committee and someone else. I cannot find the original text now, but that's not important. And what I suggested is some language for the mission of the committee that, as I mentioned before, I didn't invent. I just took ideas from other outreach committees that I've been researching in the Internet. Of course, it has a GNSO perspective. So I think that we can take some text from what I wrote and from what Tony included, and then we can blend it with what you did, because I think it's both compatible with one another. What we should do now is perhaps take some time to review all the documents and prepare one consolidated version. But that's basically what we included. It's the mission and somehow the composition, but with a perspective being a GNSO outreach committee, not an ICANN outreach committee.
Yeah, and this is Olga. This is Julie. I should say that, and I'm looking through the combined document. I think that it's the way it is now. I just merged the two documents, and so as you can see, it's difficult to follow because the text doesn't necessarily meld well. I mean, it's just interposed, you know, one on top of the other. And actually, this is more a question to Debbie. I'm wondering, Debbie, if I should go ahead and produce a combined document combining what Olga and what you have sent and you know, editing it so that it makes sense, because right now things are, like I said, just laying one side by side and they don't necessarily make sense the way they've been placed in the document. The simple merge, but as I have more time, then I could actually produce a smoother document, and then send that around, say on Monday, to have everybody read through and comment on prior to next Friday's meeting.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, and then we'll all be very committed to reading the document and providing comments to Julie. By Thursday, so that we can have a document that that incorporates all of our comments from next week, so that our call on Friday, will include everybody's comments from the week, and so that we'll, you know, be able to really start stepping through the language. Does everybody agree with that? Does that make sense?
Yeah, Debbie, this is Olga.
Yes.
So if we by next Friday, well, Thursday, we can have all the text that we want to include in the document, then perhaps we can go into parts, because I see that there is a committee information and then there are some other activities-related information. I think it's quite differentiated. Maybe some of us, we can focus in one part and some of others we can focus in the other part, so we can start polishing the document and preparing a final version.
Yep, that sounds great. And I think I really liked your idea, too, that maybe one of the outcomes of next Friday after we go through the sections is to assign owners to sections to really
yes.
do some hard cleanup after we have our general conversation.
Yes.
I think that's a good path forward.
And Debbie, this is Julie. I have a question. Normally, I have a meeting that directly follows this meeting at 10 o'clock, but I do not have that meeting next Friday. I'm wondering if we want to really take the time to go through the document if people were willing to schedule a longer meeting next Friday.
So our meeting is set. What time would be in Germany? Because I will be in Germany. Our meeting.
Okay, let's think about that. Germany, I think, is 6 hours.
6 hours
so,
ahead.
It's the same time as here,
maybe,
Olga.
3 o'clock, I think.
Yes.
Is it 3?
Yes, it's the same time. It'll be 3 o'clock, Olga.
Okay, I think it's okay. I can make it 2 hours. Yep.
You could? I know I would be able to extend, and I'm just doing it right now before somebody schedules something.
I think that if we, you know, I think that by Monday I can get this all together and get a good, solid document without all the red lines and, you know, and edited and so on out to you, and then we could really spend some time. And I think Rafiq had mentioned before how useful this would be to just go
right.
through the document, you know, section by section and hash it out.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good idea, too, especially if we want to try to meet the deadline. And so I'm open to that. And if there's others who are able to do a two-hour call next Friday, that would be wonderful.
I can make it.
I can do that.
Great. Rafiq, does this work for you?
Okay, it just means that it will be from 10 p.m. to midnight, but it's okay.
Oh, no. Well, listen, we understand. If you need to drop off, we completely understand. That's late.
No.
Okay, well, that's great. Anything else we need to talk about on task two?
So just one clarification. We will have the document through the week, and we may add some more text, or we
yes.
just go to Friday.
What I would say is, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, when Julie sends out the document next week, I would love everybody to spend the week adding as much text that you want added or making as many comments
okay.
as you want. Even
mm-hmm.
if they don't exist now, that's fine. Just add it to the document, but make sure you send it to Julie. So then
okay.
Julie will have time to combine it all into one document
okay.
that makes sense. Julie, can
okay.
you give us a time period on Friday that you'd like us to have it by, even though we didn't meet our deadline last week?
If I could have it by noon East Coast time on Thursday, that
okay.
would be the afternoon to combine. Because as you can see, if I do a
yes.
if I do a merge document, it's just not a useful thing. It really needs to be much more carefully done, which will take some time, obviously. And I should say that I will have a revised document, a clean document, edited to all of you on Monday. So you'll have from Monday until noon on Thursday to add anything. And I also should note that Olga and I was going to get Rob involved, too, will have try to schedule a call next week because there are some aspects of the resources issues within ICANN and for outreach that we still need to talk through, and we haven't had a chance to do that yet. So we'll try to do that and get that included in the document as well.
That's great. All right, so I'll be sure to send a reminder on Wednesday of next week to everybody, asking them to make sure they get their comments into Julie by noon East Coast time, and what is that, 1600 UTC, and then we can move forward from there.
That's great.
Any questions?
No, that's great. Great plan.
Wonderful. I'll turn the chair back over to you, Olga.
Yeah, and
okay.
Guys, mention to everyone, I did send around the motion language, so that task is complete.
Yes, I saw it. Thank you very much, Julie. My idea is that perhaps Sunday it could be a good time for, if we don't hear any other comments, send it to the GNSO, and perhaps Rafik can second it. So stakeholder groups have time to review it, and we have a vote on August the 5th. And we are done with task one. That's a great step forward. Hopefully. Okay. I think that's all for today. Thank you. Any other comments? Thank you very much for joining. Have a very nice weekend, and we talk again next Friday for 2 hours.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.